started recording. So I'm going to do the call to order. This is Andres Oswell from the Portland Housing Bureau.
Mike Nass, Rare Bird Real Estate.
Christina Dirks from Legal Aid Services of Oregon.
Laura Galena from Northwest Pilot Project.
So all of you should have the packet in front of you. It was sent by email, and I was thinking we could start with going over what's in the packet. So the first sheet is a summary I put together after the last meeting. So this is my notes in outline format, more or less. I formatted it by the different topics it seemed like we had discussed and components for each of those topics. So I was thinking we could spend a decent part of the meeting going over those, seeing if there's anything missing, and kind of fleshing them out a little bit more to add detail to it. If there is a topic or area that's missing, I think that's helpful too. The direction that was talked about at the last meeting was kind of developing out the content portions, and then once the framework exists, starting to put that into the bylaws themselves. So I think it would be helpful to continue to grow that on paper before we start sticking it into the bylaw template. And then the next handout is the bylaw template itself. So what you're looking at is the city bylaw template for advisory bodies, and then I mainly track changes on it to show what had been added or changed. So at the beginning, it's simple stuff, just like indicating it's a council ordinance or putting in the purpose from the code. Most, if not, I believe all of the language that I added to it came from the city code that established the Rental Services Commission. There were a few, I actually don't know if there were a few choices. Oh yeah, so on page 2, the bylaws require the organization to select how many times a calendar year they meet. As a practice, we try to stay away from 12 because then if we miss a meeting, we're stuck. So I felt like 9 could give us some flexibility, but that is welcome to change. Similarly, in the code, there's a range of how many seats. I want to say it's 9 to 13 seats. The city bylaw template requires us to pick a number, so I thought it would make sense to stick at 13, which is the number we're currently at, or will be once we fill a vacancy. But I believe the rest was specified in city code. Another distinction is on page 5. When we were setting up the commission with the mayor's office, a decision was reached to run the commission with co-chairs. We thought it made sense for the structure of the group. And to have a vice chair to make a odd-numbered executive committee. So I made revisions to that section to indicate it would be co-chairs with a vice chair. Also in the code, it established an executive committee and a bylaws committee.
Yeah, page 5, is that what you said?
Page 5 of 6, yeah. No worries. So I added that into the template because there wasn't a place to put that, but that was something that has both been an operating practice and was something from code. And I believe that is all I have put in there. So my thought for the group is that it makes more sense to dive into the structure of the bylaws and the sections once we have the content fleshed out and know what we want to be changing and where we want to be putting things in. But I also wanted to give you this as a reference so you have it if you ever want to look at it as we're going through things, and if there's anything there that might jog your memory or make you think of something.
Excellent.
Any questions on those?
Hey, Debra's trying to get in. Can you turn the phone on?
The phone is on. Let me try calling it to see if it works for me.
And your son
not working.
He loves her. He's a chomper, but he also likes to, like, terrorize her. Like, the amount of times I've heard her head whack on the ground, like, it's not good.
Yeah, that is not good.
No.
Yeah. And, like, a portent of things to come in teenage years.
I know. I'm like, she's going to get revenge one way or another. You better watch yourself. No, but they have so much fun.
You have reached the network.
And then, like, joke, like, falling around, but then whacks her down, and she still follows him. I'm like, no.
But don't you, did you grow up with brothers?
I did. Science sisters.
And did your siblings do that to you?
You are the conference
room. I had a 10-year-older sister, and I remember she used to die. I'd run down the hall, she would suck her foot out, so I'd just, like, fall face for her.
See, and you survived.
I survived. Oh, no, she'll survive. She'll be stronger for it. But it's just, like, yeah. And you worry about, like, dropping the baby. I'm like, she's literally been, like, not.
Once again, having technical difficulties. Now, take a break and come.